Welcome home, neighbors. This is the Hutchings family from Lennonville, New York, and owners at Saratoga Springs. And you're listening to My DVC Point.
Parents and the children could have fun together.
Please board quickly and safely. Our monorail will be departing momentarily.
Welcome to the My DVC Points podcast. Join the conversation as DVC members share their stories, personal preferences, and magical memories. Your reservation is confirmed, your fast passes are booked. Pull up on the yellow strap because our journey into the magic of membership is about to begin.
To infinity and beyond.
Now, here's your host and curator of magical stories, Chad Pennycuff.
Welcome home, neighbors, to episode 118 of the My DVC Points podcast. Today's show is brought to you by our friends over at Monera Financial. If you are looking to buy a resale contract and need some financing, or if you're paying more than 9.9% interest on your existing direct contract, get a hold of the people over at Monera Financial and check out their refinance program. We've helped listeners save hundreds of thousands of dollars by refinancing or financing with Monera Financial. Let them know you heard about them here on the My DVC Points podcast. Today's episode, we're picking up our new member education series. You can find out more about this series by going to mydvcpoints.com/new member. As we create episodes in this series, we'll be sure to add them to that page and also put them in order of our recommended playlist, which is not necessarily the same order as air date. Let's jump into today's show about what's different about DVC. I'd like to welcome back to the show, Mr. Brad Coates. How are you doing today, Brad?
I am doing awesome, Chad. Great to be with you.
Yeah, I'm glad to be behind the microphone with another good friend of mine and talking DVC again. And today's topic is what makes DVC different as a timeshare? Brad, I chose you to come in and help me on this episode because you've had not one, but two different timeshares. You want to tell me a little bit about that?
I'd like to tell you, but I might break into a cold sweat. So over the years, my wife and I actually bought one when we were young and foolish back when we lived in Los Angeles and got roped into one of those timeshare deals and went and said we weren't going to buy. But then, of course, that just made it sound so great. And so we bought into that one. And then the second one that I owned was actually one when my mother passed away that was deeded to me. And in both instances, they started out good and they ended up being a giant, big, what they call the millstone around your neck. They make you sink to the bottom.
Forget the cheese, let me out of this trap, right?
That is absolutely the truth. It was just every year was a battle to, okay, we got to pay the dues. How can we make this work? How can we make it fit? And the lifestyle that we live just wasn't a lifestyle where we could just say, you know, that 1 week out of the year or that 1 month out of the year, we can just automatically always go. And then we try to trade it for other things and we'd never succeed and never succeed. So it was not, I swore after the second one, you would never catch me dead buying another timeshare.
And then DVC happened.
And then DVC happened. That's right.
Okay. Obviously, Brad, you and I are both fans of this product and we know that there's a difference here, but we want to talk about it on the show. For those people who are considering buying in and researching DVC, this is part of our Intro to DVC series. So, Brad, what's the number one tip out there that you think makes DVC different?
For me, it made a big difference was the point system. Back when I bought into DVC, it had been around a while before I bought in, but 2004, I don't think there was any other systems out there at the time that were doing point systems. There's other timeshares now that are doing something similar. But pretty much when you bought other timeshares, you bought a fixed week, you bought a season, you bought red time or blue time or white time, which meant you could only go and use your points for those certain times of year. And so you were locked into time. Where with a point system, what makes it totally different is that with Disney, you buy a certain number of points. And with those points, you can go any time of the year. You could go at the slowest times and it uses less points. Or if you got enough points and you could go Christmas week, but you could go anytime you want. It just takes.
If there's availability.
If there's, yeah, exactly. If it's available.
Big if.
You right? can, yeah, exactly. Especially now in the beginning, back when I first bought, 7-month window, I could pretty much go anywhere. It's not that way anymore. So we'll talk more about that later. But so anyway, yeah. So the big difference was points. It gives you a flexibility that you just don't find pretty much any other timeshare. Plus, with the points, you have with Disney, you have the ability to bank points and borrow points, right?
Yep. So you can move things around from one year to the other. And what I like about it is my family loves our week-long or 9 to 12 day. It's gotten a little bit longer than a week now. But we love our long stay at Walt Disney World every summer because my wife's a teacher. And we'll take off and go for 9, 12 days, okay? But then, once you buy that annual pass, we find ourselves coming back in and using points for long weekends. And we'll just pop down for a weekend using points.
Nice.
And that's a flexibility that you really don't get with a traditional fixed week system.
You really don't. And actually, you mentioned that about going certain times of the year. Interestingly enough, because some people might, there were people who at one point said, it's not good to have a point system because I know when I'm going to go. I'm going to go Christmas to New Year's. I'm going to go Thanksgiving or Easter weekend. I'm going to go during Marathon, Disney Marathon. And it's harder to use your points when it's real busy. But they actually have created another option within Disney where you can purchase a fixed week. And you can say, this is the time I want to go every year. You will pay a little bit of a dividend for that. And the way the system works, it makes you buy a certain number of points beyond what you were originally going to buy. But what it does is it guarantees you that you are going to get that resort. Because where other people have to wait for 11 months out to book their resort they own, you technically are being booked in at the 12-month window when nobody's being booked. You automatically are going to get your room.
Yeah, and the way that works is, let's say your stay was 200 points. They will sell you a single contract for 220 points. It's always 10% more than the average points needed for that stay. Okay, so you do have to buy 10% more points. But on the flip side of that, you're guaranteed that room view at that resort for the entire length of the contract. And yeah, and then if you decide you don't want to do it, it's just like any other reservation that you've made. You can click cancel and the points go back into your account.
And then you can use it anywhere you want. Go to any other resort if you want to that year instead of doing your fix. Perfect. Yeah.
So it's kind of like you get the best of both worlds.
Yeah. And for those of you that, from what Chad was saying, I personally ran into this having owned since 2004. We went through multiple shifts. People say, but Disney promised me when I bought that the same amount of points every year for that resort, it'll never go up. Technically, that's true, but they can move them around. So suddenly we're weekends used to be less points, now they're more points, or a certain time of year were less, and they can bump it up, and then they reduce it other times. So that 1 week where you like to go, it can go up.
Yeah,
they'll just reduce it less somewhere else, but if you have a fixed, it'll never go up. You always get a week's for what you paid. So that's a very good point.
Yeah, and when that first came out, they used to say no incentives on that. So you had to buy 10% more points, but you also got zero incentives for buying it. Now they've eased up on that, and you can still get the normal incentives for that amount of points. So to me, if I were to buy direct again, and I was going to buy something of significant point value, I'd buy a fixed week, no questions asked.
Yeah, if I knew it was more fixed week, I would. But like you said, it's really not, it's almost like you can't lose. You can always just use it whenever you want.
Yep.
But if that is a time and you like to go, you're going to always never have to pay more. And that is a little frustrating. I had to change the pattern in which we did our Disney trips a couple of times because the point chart shifted. I was not a happy camper. But and then I solved the problem by buying more points.
Yeah, that's going to happen no matter what. So
yeah, it just is. And another thing, in fact, you and I were talking about this before. Another great advantage and difference between DVC and other timeshares. With timeshares, you can use organizations like RCI. So you buy for one resort, but you can travel around the world. The one that I inherited from my mom, she used it and she went all kinds of places. She went to Hawaii. She went to Australia on her timeshare. That was always her dream. But it took her 2 years of constantly trying to finally get to Australia, and Hawaii was the same way. You can do that, but it's a lot of work. But with Disney, you got 16 resorts. You got 13 proximity to the parks right there on property where you can go right to the parks, and then 3 beach resorts. Also, wow, what a, and no transfer fees, no struggle
yeah,
to
all
get them.
In network, right?
Yep. And they're all right there.
So one of the other things that I think that just puts Disney head and shoulders above the rest, it boils down to consumer demand. And this comes back into it because this is the only timeshare that's got the Disney brand associated with it. And you're talking about one of the top brands in the world. And number one brands for hospitality and family entertainment. So it's just like you're buying a timeshare that's got all of the benefits of that branding with it. Okay. And that's huge, Brad. That's absolutely positively huge.
Oh, yeah. Name another brand out there that has a more powerful effect, especially on families, than Disney.
Yeah. You're talking Disney, Marvel, Star Wars, Pixar.
That's true, okay. Too, yeah. Way more than just Disney. It's true. With all the
and they're
new
not
stuff
done buying yet, okay?
No. And I think you said it not too long ago. These brands own the culture when you think about it. And the culture we're in today, man, yeah. That's powerful.
I'll put it to you this way, Brad. The Disney studios and all of their affiliates own pop culture. They own the box office. If you go back and look at, for the last 10 years, what major films have just rocked the box office? They're all Disney brands.
They're all Disney brands. It's so true. And what else is really cool about the consumer demand is resale.
Yeah.
It blows me away. Listen, I owned 2 timeshares before. One of them, I had a relative, luckily, that wanted it. And I was able to just say, give me $20. You're going to have it. I mean, it was like, just gave it to him pretty much. But the second one, honestly, I literally had to walk away from it after trying to sell it for almost 4 years. I walked away and took the credit hit. Because it just wasn't worth it anymore. But with my first contract that I bought in 2004, right now, I can sell it for quite a bit more than I purchased it. What other timeshare grows in value over time? They don't exist,
well,
I don't think.
It's insane, right? Because you start looking out there and there's a big industry scam of, hey, pay me $300 up front and I'll list your timeshare for sale. Okay.
Yeah.
And DVC Resale Market, on the other hand, our sponsor, pays me to come back in and let DVC members know that there's a resale market out here for them. And they don't charge anything up front. Zero. And as a matter of fact, if you do decide to sell a contract with them, the last statistics that I heard from them was 93% sell within 7 days.
That's crazy. 7 days.
Yeah.
I spent 4 years and it still couldn't sell. And actually, I had to pay a fee up front, and then I was still going to owe a percentage when it sold. So I don't know how it is now, but and the percentage that these guys charge is really reasonable.
Yeah, every real estate broker needs to have a commission, but
right.
Legitimate real estate brokers get it on the back end after they sell your timeshare. And that's what we see in DVC. You've got people like DVC Resale Market out there that do a phenomenal job on resale, bring buyers and sellers together. And they can do that because consumer demand is super high. There are more people that want to buy into DVC than want to get out of it. And that's due to the strength of the product.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that because the one thing that switched me, because I went into the first meeting for DVC completely set, and I'd already told my wife, I will endure this, but you listen to me. We are not buying this. No more timeshares. And we didn't buy that day. We took time. That was the most least pressured sale experience I've ever had in my life. And that really makes them different than timeshares. It is not at all like that. And I had the same experience with my resale. They were like, hey, if you want, it's no problem. We'll help you find a different contractor. If you want to wait, it's okay. No pressure, and that is not like it is in the rest of the timeshare industry.
Mm-mm. No, it's completely unique. It's like the Disney brand and all of the quality that surrounds it carries over into the legitimate resale companies. And I define legitimate resale companies, they sell DVC exclusively. Think about that. They can so specialize in marketing this product, that's the only timeshare that they'll touch.
such a powerful market, that's all they have to sell. That's crazy.
Yeah, that speaks volumes. And not only that, but let's say you just can't use your points for a year and you want to rent them. In normal time frames, people are lined up wanting to rent our points. You used to be able to look into DVC Rental Store, our other sponsor, and see 800, 900 listings where people want to come back in and rent points from a member. If you couldn't use your timeshare for some odd reason, you had no problems finding a renter. As a matter of fact, the reason why DVC Rental Store started to sponsor my podcast is they need to get more members to give up their points in a traditional time frame. I'm not talking when we're recording now during COVID, but in a traditional time frame when the world is relatively normal, the demand to rent points is huge. Okay.
Yeah. And I can really speak to that because of personal things. We won't get into all of the reasons why, but I'm still taking my Disney trips. But the way that it's going now, for the last 4 years, probably, I have rented either some or all of my points over the last 4 years. And here's the weird part. Because my contract, I've already paid for my initial investment in the calculations years ago, then all I'm really paying for my Disney trip now is my dues for the year. I can rent my points through DVC Rental Store, pay for my dues expense for the year. So I've paid for what I had to pay for those points. So I'm debt-free and end up with that much amount of money. It takes about 50% of what I rent it for to pay for my dues.
Yep.
So I've
and got the rest 50%. Of it is just cash in your pocket.
Yeah. So I can go do something else, or I've actually used them before and then stayed at it just because I wanted to do it that way. And that way I didn't pay any dues that year. It was like, I got free hotel. I stayed at Pop Century. I went and stayed at a value, used my cash, and actually paid for my hotel, and it was free for the year. So,
yeah, just to let everybody know there, Brad's also a travel agent, so you can get those smoking deals like that. And so true. Sometimes it makes sense to come back in and rent your points out and stay at the ultra cheap timeshare agent rates.
True. But even if you weren't a travel agent, if you've got $800 in your pocket and you haven't paid any dues, I still have $800 to pay towards a hotel. So you might not get a full week, but you'll get it a lot cheaper. So you basically just step down in the value and paid for your hotel. It's an incredible feature to being a timeshare. And now let's be honest though, there is no other timeshare out there that's more expensive than Disney, right?
Oh, we are by far the most expensive timeshare out there. If you want associated with that mouse, you got to pay for it. Okay. But that's because you're staying at the deluxe accommodations on property at Disney. Okay. And if you were to compare the rack rate to this, no other rack rates out there compared to what Disney charges for their deluxe resorts on property. Okay.
Yeah.
So I think that's a key element there.
Yeah. But in the end, yes, you're paying more, but that's what we're here to talk to you about is, here's why you're paying more. The value there, the difference between a DVC and a normal timeshare and what you can get out of those points is bar none better than any other timeshare. So you pay more, but you're getting more.
Yeah, you pay more. Okay. And we pay more than dues, but look at it this way. When you're going to Orlando, you don't have to rent a car. Magical Express is part of what we pay for in our dues. You don't have to pay for an Uber to go to a park. The buses run every 20 minutes. So all of that transportation is built into what we pay for. And so if you want to fly in, not rent a car, you can do that and it doesn't cost you a dime extra.
Yeah, not all of us live close enough to Disney World to just drive there. So for me, I'm out in the mountain time zone, so I'm not driving. I'm flying. And it is so nice to know that I can put a luggage tag onto my luggage in New Mexico. And I'll never see that luggage until I arrive at my resort. It's part of Magical Express. The bags just automatically get taken to your resort. I go straight to the resort. I don't have to pay. I don't have to worry about getting a bus or a Uber or whatever. And then once I get there, I've got transportation anywhere I want to go for that entire week. I'm taken care of. So I'm literally on vacation from the moment I board the plane in New Mexico until I get back. It's awesome.
Yeah. And I don't even know of another hotel or timeshare that offers that same level of transportation and amenities. Okay.
Oh, no, because we're not talking about an airport shuttle. Maybe you'll get that from another timeshare. That's it. You've got that plus, like you mentioned, the proximity. You're in the Disney bubble, so you get to go to every park and go to Disney Springs. It's amazing. There's nothing else out there like it. For sure.
Yeah, there's an awful lot said for being able to stay on property and get all the perks and benefits thereof, right?
Yeah.
And speaking of perks and benefits, if you buy your contract from Disney, there's this whole thing called membership extras that you really need to look into, because some of these benefits and perks are off the charts cool. Don't get me wrong. I'm a huge resale fan. I'm also a huge Blue Card fan for some of these benefits as well.
Yeah, for those of you who have heard us talk about that before, about Blue Card, all that means is now you have to buy your contracts directly from Disney, not through resale market, to get a membership extras card. It's a blue Disney DVC Club card. That card opens up these benefits like one of my favorite. I had scheduled two of them this year, and then COVID decided to steal them from me. But the Moonlight Magic events.
Yeah, those are a ton of fun. Essentially, DVC comes in and they rent out the entire theme park and they give the tickets away to their members through a concert website system. You got to log on to the website at a certain time and show that you have a reservation, and you go into a queue and you get tickets that way. Okay. So it's a little bit of a process to do it, but you don't pay anything for it. It's part of the membership extras.
Yeah, and it's 3 hours of private time in the park. You want to talk about short lines? You remember what those were back in 1990? What a short line looked like? They're short. And I thought, we did one of these, and I thought my wife was going to have to take him to the emergency room, because it comes with free snacks, which means Mickey Mouse bars. My wife is addicted. She needs to see a professional. And so I thought she's going to eat ice cream bars till she was in a coma. But yeah, you just stop at carts that are around the park that are still open, get what you want. You don't pay a thing. It's all included free, only because you're a DVC member.
And these days, they're also giving you like a $15 voucher per person to go buy food. It seems like they work at almost every restaurant that's in the park. Not all of them, but almost everyone. So you get a meal voucher in there as well. So you're talking about a phenomenal party with limited access. They bring out all of these special rare characters at Moonlight Magic events, and it's a ton of fun, okay? And what Disney does differently here is this, let's call this what it is. This is a marketing deal. It's designed to get you, me, and all the members talking positively about Disney. But all of the other timeshare industry will lure you into their pitches and give you discounted tickets to a theme park, okay? Disney says, no, we're going to hook up the members who did buy, and we're going to give them the free tickets to the theme park, and we're not going to try this slimy lure you in with free theme park tickets, a free four-night stay, all of that other minutia garbage high-pressure sales stuff, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're making me break out in that cold sweat. Stop it. I remember that feeling. No, you're right.
Brad, what's some of the other membership extras you've done?
One of the good ones, you mentioned about the fact during the party, they give you a $15 voucher for the other restaurants. Guess what? Also included into your Blue Card membership are discounts at, there are so many of them, of the Disney restaurants on property, in Disney Springs, in the parks, in the hotel, in the resorts, that you would be save time just to list the ones that don't get a discount. And pretty much everywhere you go, you get differing discounts for meals. You also get discounts on merchandise and on tours. We finally got to do I just blanked on the name. The one where you get to go down into the Utilidors and everything in Magic Kingdom.
And the Keys to the Kingdom tour.
Yes, Keys to the Kingdom. It's supposed to be the ultimate Disney tour. It's like a 7-hour all-day tour. We'd never done it because of just sheer expense. We got a 15% discount because we were DVC. Knocked it off the top. 15% off the Wild Africa trek. 15% off. So that you get percentage off of tours, of food, experiences. So there's lots of discounts that are included in there too.
Yeah, I think the best place to look for discounts isn't even the DVC member website. It's a site created by my buddy Micah, and he runs a site called mouseperks.com, and he will break out for you the difference between four types of discounts: the DVC Blue Card perks, the annual pass discounts, Tables in Wonderland discounts, and even discounts for Disney Visa card holders. So if you're looking for deals, mouseperks.com, my buddy Micah, can't sing his praises enough for the work he does on that website.
I was going to say, sometimes the discount for one is better than the other, so it's good to know all of them.
Oh, yeah. I think a few summers back, we tried out Senses Spa, and they had a summertime special of 40% off for DVC members.
Nice.
Okay. It was insane. I think right now at the time of recording, there's a 30% off merchandise promo that DVC members are getting. So let's not discount the benefit of this blue card here. I know a lot of people will come back in and go, Chad, you just preach resale. I'm a fan of both. Okay. I'm a fan of buying a majority of my points in resale, but get enough to get that blue card.
Exactly.
I think if you're going to go every year for 8 to 10 years, you can easily recap the cost savings and difference. Okay. You're going to have to eat a lot of free Mickey bars to do it. Okay. Don't get me wrong, but look at these Moonlight events. You're talking $120 for a hard ticket event. And if you check into a studio, you can get 4 tickets. If you have a 9-person 2-bedroom, you can get 9 tickets. 9 times 120. You do the math.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're north of $1,100 in return on investment right there. So I do think it's possible to come back in and break even from a blue card. I just wouldn't buy all my points there because I just want to break even and go on with life. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've been talking about the membership extras for a blue card, and they're fantastic, but there's some other nice benefits, even if you don't have the blue card, for everybody who's DVC. We already mentioned Magical Express and, of course, the deluxe accommodations, which are top notch. But there's another feature that's very nice. Let's say you decide to use your timeshare and stay near Disney World and say, I'm going to experience Disney World just as good. I'm just going to stay off property. You won't get the Magical Express. And you most likely will not get the same level of accommodations.
Yeah, maybe, that's true.
But one thing you won't get is right now you have to book your fast passes in advance at Disney World, right? And there's certain rides. If you don't book them 60 days out, you're not going to get that ride.
And there's certain benefits to staying on property. And by definition, with DVC, you get all of the on property benefits, whether that's fast pass, transportation to the parks. I know as DVC members, if we're staying on property, and this goes for direct and resale, okay? If you're staying on property through points or through cash, you can get access to Top of the World at Bay Lake Tower. And I got to be honest with you, Brad, that's one of my favorite places out there.
Nice.
That 7-layer cake to die for.
I haven't been there yet, so I'm going to take your word for it.
Oh my gosh, maybe, Brad. We gonna have to write that wrong, buddy.
I know. That sounds good to me.
Oh my gosh. I'm taken back, Brad. One of the coolest benefits of DVC, and you haven't done it yet.
Yeah, see? And I've been at this since 2004, and I still have more to enjoy. So another reason why DVC is better than, or different and better than any other timeshare you'll find. The others, by this time, I was trying to get rid of them as fast as I could, if I couldn't yet. And this one, it's every time I go, there's something new to experience because of my DVC membership.
Yeah, Disney World is always changing. They're always adding new rides, new attractions, new restaurants, new experiences, new shows. Okay, it's just different every single time you go because there's always something new. And even though it's a life goal to do it all, Brad, I don't know that I'll ever make it.
So every time I'm getting close to going to all the resorts, and then they go and build another one or two. So I still got more to try.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
There are some other ways, though, that are nice that you can actually use your points besides DVC resorts. Now, there's a caveat to that, right, Chad?
Yeah, this falls into the category of things you can do if you bought your points through Disney Direct, but you may not want to do when you really stop and think about it. Okay.
Yeah.
They're out there. The marketing people present them. those of us who are experienced members look at this and go, maybe not. And so one of those would be using points for a Disney cruise. And the reason why is it takes an enormous amount of points to do that. And you're only going to get back $7, $8 per point credit towards the cost of the cruise. And I'm like, but if I use that point towards a DVC room, I'm going to get $20, $30 a point benefit compared to the rack rate. So it's like, why would I spend a point on something that's worth $7, $8 when I could spend it on something that's worth $20, $30?
And like I talked about a minute ago, what I've been doing with my points, DVC resale, contact them. Rent your points out. Rent your points for even in a less desirable resort, quote unquote, which is what mine may be considered, $14.50 a point, I believe is what they're offering you now to give them your points. And then with the more desirable resorts, it's $15.50 a point they'll give you. So that's
16
twice.
Now, 16.
Yeah. So you can get $16 a point for your Polynesian, but and then you only pay $7 to $8. You're going to only get $7 to $8 if you use points to book. So just rent your points, use the cash, book your Disney cruise.
There you go.
But if you want to do that, you could. There's other things you can use too. And in the kind of the same way, Adventures by Disney, there's no way to look at that one really. Even it's so many points. It's crazy. It's already too expensive. But there's also Concierge Collection. And these are nice hotels around the world where you can go and stay. For the most part, you're going to pay an awful lot of points to stay in that hotel where it'd be better to just rent your points and use cash. There's a few, though, once in a while, like Ala Moana Hotel in Honolulu. We actually looked at that when we went out to Hawaii for a cruise, and it wasn't bad, the number of points we were going to use compared to what we were going to pay cash. It was still not as good of a deal, so we didn't do it. But sometimes it's close. But yeah, you can go to Keystone Resort in Colorado and go skiing. You can lots of different features there.
Yeah, and then you've got the RCI World Collection as well, which from talking with a bunch of people that are like really experienced members, most of them say a lot of those resorts aren't really the best deal. However, there's some outstanding exceptions. And that would be like trying to use points at Hilton in Hawaii, at some of the Hilton Grand Vacation resorts. You could easily trade in your DVC and get a Hawaii at Hilton. And it would probably be a fair value or maybe even a slightly better value, just simply due to the economic cost of staying at that Hilton.
That's true. Even the premier ones, like you said, some you just got to watch and be careful. But once in a while, we're talking like in the lower point ranges are like 150 points for an entire week in Hawaii. That's crazy. That's a good deal.
That's a really good deal there. Okay. But I think those are some of the things that make DVC different is it's the flexibility of what you can do with your points. And it's also the demand for Disney. If you're not going to use your points, finding somebody else to come back in either on a short-term punt of contacting a rental store or the long-term, barely thinkable, listing your points for sale with DVC resale market. There's ways out of this and you're going to find that if you've held on to these points for most resorts, 7 to 8 years, you're going to be able to get your money back out of it. All bets are off with Riviera. We don't know what's going to happen with that because they changed the rules significantly. But all of the classic resorts have a really strong track record there.
Yeah, there's one thing I think anybody's going to find out. If you're new to having a timeshare, it doesn't matter if it's Disney or anywhere else. You're going to find that after a number of years go by, you're going to change the things you desire and the things that are important. And that's why it's nice to actually have something that if for some reason, I can't imagine it could happen. I'm 63 years old and I just took a trip to Disney all by myself. Hung out with Chad a little while, but I love Disney and I think I always will. But there may come a time when, you know, we're done. And so I can sell my Disney timeshare. I couldn't give away my other timeshares. So you're going to eventually change and want to do different things, and that's okay. Disney gives you that flexibility to change.
It's like you've got flexibility and demand and really cool things if you buy the membership from Disney. And even if you don't, it's still really darn cool staying on property and getting the traditional timeshare benefits as well. So I think that about wraps it up, Brad. Do you have any other final thoughts here?
No, other than now I'm salivating. I need to get back out to Disney.
I need to get busy booking.
I got some points available.
I know. We got to get booking. Thanks so much for joining the show today, Brad.
Oh, man. As always, it was a pleasure, Chad. Thanks for creating this place where we can all come together and dream Disney.
Where can a listener follow up with you if they want to contact you after the show, Brad?
You can reach out to me at Twitter at PapaMouse1, but probably the better way to reach me is in the My DVC Points community, as well as the Resort Loop community on Facebook. That's a great place to reach me.
Yeah, and you're a normal co-host on their DVC Roundtable there on the Resort Loop monthly show. So if you're new to us, go ahead and check out Resort Loop. I know Tim is an awesome guy, and that whole crew over there, top-notch people. Thanks so much for joining us today, Brad.
You bet. Always. Thanks, buddy.
I'd like to thank DVC Resale Market, DVC Rental Store, and Monera Financial for sponsoring Season 4 of the My DVC Points podcast. If you haven't done this yet, could you leave our show a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast player? And while you're leaving that 5-star review, go ahead and check out the My DVC Points app. Not only can you calculate out the standard points for a stay, we'll also do a little bit of financial calculations. We'll let you know what the rack rate with parking and taxes would be for that particular room. If you're going to Alani, we'll give you a pretty good estimate on what the transient tax will be that you're going to have to pay when you go to check out. My favorite feature on the app is Stretch and Splurge. After you've calculated out that ideal stay, you can come down to the bottom and hit Stretch and Splurge and see every combination of DVC rooms for those exact dates. Because let's be honest, it's not always about stretching points. Every now and then, it's really cool to look down and go, wow, I could actually go to Boardwalk for just a few points more than this Animal Kingdom standard view. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Hopefully you found something in today's episode that'll help you go out there and plan something magical for your family.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know we'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.